Now, talking about spirits and angels and God, we got to talk about Tom, because I don't see, well, I know his wings are behind him. He put them on the back. You know, when he's got his wings on, it's hard for him to sit down in a chair, but I see he's taking them off now for the camera. But anyway, Tom, thanks for flying in today. I appreciate it.
Hello, Saskia. Hi, Ted.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, Tom.
Good. So good to see you, Tom. Are you in heaven right now? Whereabouts are you?
I'm always in heaven, Ted. I always try and keep a smile on my face, and I always try and be positive.
Okay, that's good. Saskia does translations, so you kind of get short sentences. So.
Also, Ted, I asked if Tom in Himmel is, and his answer was, "I'm always in Himmel. I have always a Lächeln auf, and yeah, versuche immer positiv zu sein."
Right.
It is a pleasure to speak to the people of Europe.
Es ist mir eine große Ehre, ein großes Vergnügen, zu den Menschen Europa zu sprechen.
You're welcome.
Well, it's wonderful to have you here, Tom. And you're in Florida, aren't you? Is that
yes,
right?
I am. That's okay. Correct. Yes.
Yeah. There's no Nazi police state there. Is it freedom? And that's good.
I will mention this: we do not have any COVID restrictions in Florida.
Wow. Wonderful.
Tom ist in Florida und er sagt gerade, dass sie also überhaupt keine Restriktionen haben, was Covid dort angeht. Wow. Wow.
Wonderful.
Tom. Wait a minute.
So the governor.
I heard yesterday they have football stadiums and you can watch and come together without any restrictions. Is it right?
Correct. Hey. That's correct. No restrictions.
Wow, that's amazing.
Why?
Do you have any restrictions on I gotta see how I'm gonna phrase this. Well, let me preface it a little bit. The health minister of Canada last year said that married couples are couples when they sleep together. They must have a shower curtain between them and masks on for to stop the spread of this virus. Do you have anything like that there?
No, you're silly, Ted. Really?
No, it's serious. She said that. That was Trudeau's government. What a wonderful government. I don't know how they're going to conform. No, I'm serious. I'm not making this up.
Did you have your Happy Meal today? That's why you're talking.
Yeah.
What?
Sorry. No, this is medical advice from the government of Canada. That's the kind of leadership they have in Canada. That's why so many people are so happy up there right now.
You want me to translate it? Or
what?
Sorry.
No, you don't. I wouldn't translate that. Anyway, but you actually live, it sounds like you live in the old America. You don't have restrictions? Oh my God.
Yeah. I give the governor a good deal of credit and, you know, you have to, let's face it, it was a serious pandemic. It should have been taken seriously, and it was. But you still have to pursue a normal lifestyle with precautions. Go ahead, you can translate that.
Yeah.
Also, der Governor von Florida, ihm ist zu verdanken, dass eben dort die Restriktionen nicht da sind. Die Pandemie sollte man schon soweit ernst nehmen, aber man darf deswegen das Leben der Menschen nicht derart verändern, beschränken, einschränken.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, well, good for him. I'm glad that Florida is a normal state and things are going normally there. I know that this is going to end soon, but we have to remain strong and we have to take our freedoms back because they're not going to give it to us otherwise.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right.
Eben so ist, wie es jetzt ist und dass der Governor dort so sich dafür einsetzt. Und wir müssen uns halt stark machen dafür, dass wir wieder selber rauskommen aus dem, wo wir jetzt leben, in diesen Restriktionen.
Tom, tell us a little bit about the work you do and your free program and about your work in India and Africa, your inspiration to start the program. And what you've been doing for the past 50 years. And if you could do that in 25 words or less.
500 years. Thank you.
we'll rely upon Saskia to translate. Okay. I work with energy instruments. They're known as scalar energy instruments. These are scientific instruments.
Ich arbeite mit Energie, mit Skalarenergieinstrumenten. Das sind auch wissenschaftliche Geräte.
And when I'm working with these instruments, I work with what is known as chi or scalar energy. It's not electricity.
Und ich arbeite mit diesen Instrumenten, die bekannt sind als chi oder Skalarenergie. Es ist keine Elektrizität.
And one of the unique features is I work with people by way of their photograph. You do not come to an office or a clinic. I work all the time by way of a photograph of a person or an animal.
Und eine der Besonderheiten ist, dass ich mit Fotos von Menschen arbeite. Es muss niemand irgendwo hinkommen in kein Büro, sondern es reicht ein einfaches Foto von dieser Person.
And when I'm working with your photograph, I'm able to balance your seven chakras, your seven meridians or your brain waves.
Und wenn ich mit deinem Foto arbeite, dann bin ich in der Lage, deine sieben Chakren zu balancieren und deine Gehirnwellen zu balancieren.
And we're also having very good success of taking your photographs and being able to break apart or fragment microbes, germs.
Und was wir ebenfalls damit erreichen, ist mit diesem Foto, dass wir Keime, Bakterien in dir, in dieser, in der Person auseinanderbrechen.
Right. And we do all of this by way of a photograph. So this is quantum healing, where you do not have to be physically present. Your photograph represents you.
Wow. Und das Ganze nennt man Quantum Heilung. Es reicht ein Foto. Man muss also nicht dafür anwesend sein, sondern es reicht die Arbeit mit einem Foto. Wow.
So people around the world send me their photograph.
Die Menschen auf dem Planeten ringsrum, die senden mir ihre Fotos.
And we can balance their seven chakras.
Und wir balancieren ihre sieben Chakren.
And we can also eradicate or break apart the germs, the microbes in their body.
Und wir können ebenfalls Bakterien und Keime aus ihren Körpern herausbringen bzw. auseinanderbrechen.
Yes. All by way of your photograph.
Alles über das Foto.
And I believe this will someday be embraced and really, if you will, promoted around the world as a new way of healing, quantum healing.
Und das wird irgendwann wirklich von der Welt umarmt werden, angenommen werden als die neue Form der Heilung, Quantenheilung.
And I ask everybody in Europe of goodwill. I live in the United States. I ask the people of Europe to help me. I want to work with people around the world, and I'll treat as many people for free, including the people of Europe for free.
Ja, ich bin hier in den Vereinigten Staaten, aber ich bitte die Menschen in Europa, mit mir zusammenzuarbeiten, so viele wie möglich. Ich arbeite frei, diese Heilung ist frei und so viele wie möglich sollen daran teilhaben können.
Yeah. So let's heal the world. I need your help. Thank you, Saskia.
Lasst uns die Welt heilen. Ich brauche eure Hilfe.
Let's talk a little bit about your program in India that you've been doing now for the last couple of years, and by extension, Africa. I'm not familiar with the one in Africa, but I am familiar with your program in India.
Wir wollen ein bisschen über Teds Arbeit in Indien und Afrika sprechen. Und er wird uns jetzt mal sagen, wie das genau aussieht, was er dort tut.
Boy, these years go by really fast. I'm trying to think, was it, I think it was...
2019.
It was 19, October, I was in India.
Mm-hmm. 2019 war Ted in Indien.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I went to a meditation retreat for 10 days at the Brahma Kumaris.
Und ich war zu meditieren.
And they are wonderful people, really wonderful people, really like them.
Wunderbare Menschen dort.
And when I was in New Delhi, Barinda, what was his last name? Barinda Ravinder, I think. Barinda, wonderful man. I want to give thanks out to him because he arranged everything for me with Tom's help. And I met people at this clinic.
Und ich war in New Delhi und ich habe dort Menschen in dieser Klinik getroffen.
And they'd all been treated by Tom's scalar program.
in einer Klinik, wo alle, die dort waren, mithilfe von Tom Scholar Energieskolarprogramm behandelt wurden.
Now, frankly, to a third-dimensional person, this may sound like Star Trek stuff. And it is, in a way.
Ja, also das scheint für viele wie nach Star Trek zu klingen.
But Tom had gotten their pictures of people who had AIDS.
Tom hat Fotos erhalten von Menschen, die AIDS hatten.
And he volunteered to run through his Scalar program for free.
Und er hat angeboten, diese Fotos durch sein Scalar-Programm zu senden.
He offered for Africa too, but I don't know about the Africa, but I know about the India program.
Und er hat es auch für Afrika so angeboten.
So I met people firsthand.
Und ich habe Menschen getroffen,
who had been helped so much. I mean, the AIDS was gone. They had AIDS and now it was gone. Just gone.
Also Ted hat Menschen getroffen, die AIDS hatten und die nach der Behandlung mit Tom Scholar Programm kein AIDS mehr hatten, sie geheilt waren.
And nothing against the drugs the Indian government was giving them, but while they were on these antiviral drugs, the AIDS didn't go away. It just kind of stayed homeostasis. They were able to live, but they didn't die, but they just kind of lived this life. They still had it.
Mhm. Also von der Regierung selbst haben sie Medikamente erhalten gegen AIDS, was den Menschen zwar irgendwo am Leben gehalten hat, aber sie nicht geheilt hat von der Krankheit.
But after they got on Tom's program, it was gone.
Aber nachdem sie mit Toms Programm behandelt wurden, war.
And there was no conflict between like the drug program they were on from the government and Tom's program. They were completely compatible. There was no conflict, nothing.
Und es gab keinen Konflikt zwischen den Medikamenten, die sie erhalten haben, und dem Programm, was Tom ihnen angeboten hat.
And I'd like to share a screen now of a picture of a family who I met.
Ich möchte jetzt ein Foto teilen von einer Familie.
Let me do that now. Mm-hmm. There we go. That's the family I met, and this little girl right there. See her there? Little mm-hmm. girl? Cute little girl. Her parents were, let's see, that's her dad. Yeah, that's her dad and mom there, I think. Yeah, that's her mom. No, there they are. There's the dad and mom there, and there's the little girl. She's about 12 years old. And when I met her, I started crying. And I started crying because without Tom's program, I think her parents could have been far worse off.
Mhm. Also wir sehen hier ein Foto von einer indischen Familie. Das ist ein kleines Mädchen von ungefähr 12 Jahren und daneben stehen ihre Eltern. Und als Ted sie getroffen hatte, fing er an zu weinen, denn er sah die Eltern des kleinen Mädchens gesehen und wusste, dass ohne Toms Programm diese Eltern von dem Mädchen wahrscheinlich nicht mehr
leben. To be honest, they could have been dead.
Mhm. Ja.
So that really hit home to me. These are several people I met. All of them, I remember them very well. And there's some sort of, what is it called, Tom? You probably know more. It's a T blood count or some sort of count they do for AIDS.
Yeah, they have a T cell count, and
that's
right. I believe after our Scalar Energy sessions, those showed a positive. Difference that it showed an improvement in their number of T cells.
Well, almost the T cells were almost gone. I mean, whatever indication there was for AIDS, HIV was almost gone.
Okay, so the distinction is they no longer had a viral load. The viral load had been eradicated, but in this case, a T cell, a T cell is good, and so they had an increase, if you will, in their T cell count.
Right. Now, one thing happening in India now, which is tragic. Yeah. Oh, I want to let Saskia translate. Sorry.
Also was man festgestellt hat, dass nach der Behandlung mit Toms Programm die T-Zellen im Körper zugenommen hatten wieder, dass sie also wesentlich mehr hatten und dass die Infektion, also der Virus selber, nicht mehr da war.
Mm-hmm. The virus in India was almost gone. A couple of months ago, almost gone.
Und der Virus, which virus? Which one we are
talking about? The one with the big C.
Okay, also der, unser Virus, der ja uns seit einem Jahr begleitet, der war vor ein paar Monaten schon fast ganz verschwunden in Indien.
And I don't know why the Indian government started this, but they started people taking these shots at that point about 3 or 4 months ago.
Und dennoch hat die Regierung entschieden, dass die Menschen die Impfung erhalten. Vor 3-4 Monaten hat man das entschieden.
And now, as a result of these shots, which contain the big C.
Und nun aufgrund der Impfungen, die ja den Virus enthält.
The cases, number of cases have exploded from almost nothing to hundreds of thousands throughout the country.
Und von fast keinem Virusinfizierten sind wir plötzlich bei über hunderten von tausenden von Fällen, die wieder positiv sind jetzt.
And it's from people who've been in this program.
Und das von Menschen, die eben die Impfung erhalten haben.
I can't think of a more stupid thing to do to hurt their population.
Also es gibt nichts Dümmeres, was man tun kann, um die eigene Bevölkerung derart zu verletzen.
And I should have asked you before going on air, Tom, about this, but let me stop sharing the screen now. But it's a beautiful family. Did help them. Can your techniques also help something like this as well, or is it theoretically possible?
Yeah, I can vouch from my laboratory work that I can detect the COVID virus, and we are able to break down the molecular bonds of COVID. I've established that in my laboratory time and time again.
Wow, amazing.
Also Tom ist in der Lage, diesen Virus auszumachen und auch diesen Virus auf molekularer Ebene auseinanderzubrechen. So you can hear people.
Can't use that term in the United States because it's...
In God's name. I always say that Jesus is the healer.
Okay. Yeah. Use the word help instead.
Help.
Help. Help people.
Yeah. Okay.
That's legal. H-E-A-L is not.
Translate that.
Okay. Also ich darf nicht heilen sagen, das ist nicht erlaubt. Ich darf nur helfen sagen. Okay.
Yeah. So that makes as much sense as Biden being elected legitimate president too, by the way. Anyway, I'm not going to go there, but he is a fake president. But that's wonderful news, Tom. So by continuing your program in India, you're actually helping people with the big C as well, aren't you?
Yes, we are.
Oh, that is fantastic.
That's the whole point. If it's so simple, all we need is a photograph. Here's a photographic collage, if you will. We could take a collage like this of people and place it inside the instrument.
Right.
So if all we need is a photograph, then we should be working with people around the world. Go ahead and translate.
Yeah. Also es ist so einfach eigentlich, die Lösung für alles und gerade auch was unseren Virus jetzt angeht, den wir jetzt seit über einem Jahr haben. Es reicht ein Foto, es reicht dann eine ganze Collage, die er dann macht mit verschiedenen Fotos. Er kann ja Millionen von Menschen gleichzeitig, kann er damit helfen.
You have to ask yourself, in view of these programs around the world now, what's the ultimate purpose that some governments want to do to us? Go ahead and translate.
Man soll sich fragen, was ist eigentlich der ultimative Sinn und Zweck dessen, was hier passiert, warum die Regierung dieses Impfprogramm jetzt durchführt.
By the way, Admiral Halosaurus says he loves my water cup here, so anyway. They don't have him up on the ship.
It isn't even a cup.
But what do you think?
Mine?
Oh, there you go.
Huh?
Okay,
do you
good.
Like
that's
this
a cup.
Too?
Yeah. That's good.
Tom, your website is scalarlight.com, right?
That's correct. Super. And I ask people, visit the website, and anybody in the world can sign up for 15 days of free session. All we need is your photograph. Okay. Scalarlight.com. Anybody can upload their photograph.
I think there was a problem, right? Gerhard, can you see this website properly?
Yes. Scalarlight mit C geschrieben, also auf Englisch, scalarlight.com. Und da geht die Seite auf, ja. Es gibt eine andere noch, die funktioniert nicht, ja. Aber die scalarlight.com ist okay. And there's a button, just a free trial, right? einfach gratis probieren, ausprobieren und Foto hochladen, oder? Das werde ich einmal dann ausprobieren.
Mhm. Okay. Also über Toms Website kann man wirklich gratis dieses Programm 14 Tage testen, sein Foto da hochladen und das mal ausprobieren.
Ich habe gerade gelesen jetzt bei ihm, Skalar Energie, die wurde eigentlich vom Nikola Tesla erfunden und entwickelt und ein Herr namens Hieronymus hat auch sehr viel in diesem Bereich geforscht und da wurden schon Mikroben durch Skalarenergie in der Landwirtschaft eben zerstört und unschädlich gemacht. Das ist interessant. Also es kommt eigentlich schon ursprünglich, wurde das in verschiedenen Bereichen schon erfolgreich auch angewandt. Sehr spannend.
Ja. Okay. www.scalarlight.com.
Ja.
It's not working. When I open it, it's not working.
S-C-A-L-A-R. Scalar Light.
ScalarLight.com.
Bei mir funktioniert.
Sometimes the internet usage varies between Germany and Austria and the States. And sites, you know, working with my book publisher last year, who's in Munich, some of the sites worked here, but they didn't work in Munich. I don't know why they wouldn't.
Scalar.
We'll see. We'll try, Tom.
Give
now it's working.
Okay. The dog barks.
The dog barked. The dog barking fixed it. Okay, good. We've got a new technique for healing.
It depends on the browser you're using. In Firefox, this site isn't working. But in Google Chrome, it's working.
I see.
That's good to know. Thank you.
Yes.
Does it help to say prayers before you you do the search in Germany, Saskia? Do you
Maybe.
Yeah.
Hast du HTTPS eingegeben? Safe, secure?
Ich habe alles eingegeben. Ich habe mit, ich habe ohne und das funktioniert nicht.
Okay.
Es ist,
Now, one of the things that the...
Ted, let me mention it to our audience so that they will know what's going on. Ich habe das Problem in Firefox, dass hier die Seite von Tom nicht geöffnet werden kann. Scalarlight.com kann hier nicht geöffnet werden. Wenn ich es allerdings im Google Chrome öffne, dann funktioniert es.
Also I have an idea, Tom. Firefox works with Apple, right? And Apple works closely with the Chinese Communist Party. So maybe what you should do is contact the CCP in China to get authorization, get friendly with them. You know, maybe they'll give you a couple of trillion dollars or something. Yeah, that's the way to do it. I mean, heck, you know. Sorry, never mind. But now some of these injectables change the DNA of people. Can anything you do? I know this is a new question. You know, you're not prepared, and I understand if you don't know the answer, but can they help the DNA damage or not?
Yeah, the way these instruments work, I take a
sorry. Saskia wants.
Okay. This is because this is important, people need to know. Die Frage an Tom ist, die Impfungen verändern die DNA. Wir wissen das von unseren vorherigen Shows. Wir hatten Ärzte schon in unserer Show. Es gibt umfangreiche Informationen, dass diese mRNA-Impfungen zum Zellkern vordringen und die DNA verändern. Kann diese Veränderung der DNA mithilfe von Toms Geräten wieder rückgängig gemacht werden, geheilt werden? Okay.
Okay. In principle, how this works, I take magnified photographs of either microbes or, say, genetically modified molecules.
Okay.
I have photographs of germs or genetically modified molecules.
Okay, also wie er arbeitet, er hat Fotografien von Bakterien, Keimen oder genveränderten Molekülen.
And then I would take, in this case, a photograph of messenger RNA, which is genetically modified. I take that photograph. I have those photographs.
In diesem Fall nehme ich also ein Foto von messenger RNA. modifizierte RNA.
And then with a photograph of messenger RNA, I can break down the molecular structure, the genetic structure of messenger RNA.
Und mithilfe dieses Fotos kann ich die Struktur zerbrechen der mRNA.